Support for this podcast is provided by SHL. From talent acquisition to talent management, SHL has the people insight to help you build a talent strategy that achieves outcomes like increased productivity, internal mobility, engagement, and leadership diversity. SHL brings transparent AI technology, decades of trustworthy data science, and objectivity to help companies attract, develop, and grow the workforce you need to succeed in the digital era. Visit shl.com to learn how you can unlock the full potential of your greatest asset, your people.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 299 of the Recruiting Future podcast. It's clear that talent acquisition has been forced to change more during this year than at any other time in its history as a function. It's now several months since the pandemic turned everything upside down, and I think it's an important time to reflect on the impact of the changes that have been made and their sustainability into the future. My guest this week is Himanshu Agarwal, Chief Growth Officer at SHL. Himanshu works with talent acquisition leaders from all over the world and has huge insights into the challenges they are facing and the changes they are making. Hi, Himanshu, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Matt. Nice speaking to you today.
An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
So this is Himanshu Agarwal. I'm the Chief Growth Officer of HSL Group. And my job is to work with customers around the world to understand better what their needs are and making sure that our products and solutions meet those needs and we grow with them.
Fantastic stuff. Now, I know that, as you say, SHL work with customers all around the world. So that, I'm sure, gives you some really interesting insights into everything that's happening in terms of how companies recruit in this very unusual year. What are you seeing that's happening out there? How has the pandemic forced recruitment to change, to transform, to virtualize? And is that something that's here to stay?
Absolutely. No, I think we're learning every day, organizations, as we know, globally are dynamic and adopt very quickly. And we get the opportunity to look at some of these processes very closely and learn from them and work with them to better them. So as we all know, recruitment has like steadily seen technology adoption, right? Be it in any aspect of recruiting, be it in sourcing, workflow management, evaluation, and onboarding. So what we're seeing in the last few months, just like every business function has seen, is a rapid acceleration of technology. So years of transformation is happening in a matter of weeks. For example, some of our largest IT customers, like a Cognizant, for example, has moved their entire campus hiring, which is like about 100,000 candidates being processed in a matter of weeks, completely virtual, starting from engaging, assessing, and using our virtual solutions to interview them. So technology adoption in businesses, especially in recruiting in businesses, just become like extremely rapid. Well, of course, that brings in the question of sustainability, right? That such rapid adoption, will it sustain? We strongly believe that this is here to stay. Of course, there'll be some balancing out where some things may not continue to be as aggressive on technology, but most of the changes we see are here to stay. I think the other thing which is changing, Matt, is that we are ending up hiring people whom we may never meet. 6 to 12 months in, we may never meet these people, let alone meet them during recruiting. We may never meet them at all, or meet them over virtual tools, right? So I think there is this entire need, especially when it comes to recruiting, is to make sure that the candidate experience maintains the elegance of inviting these great people into our swanky offices, and also make sure that the technology works seamlessly for the candidates, but also works seamlessly for our hiring managers who need to ensure the quality of the recruits they are doing for the organization over time. So I think that aspect is again evolving with a lot of organizations, as they go about recruiting during these pandemic times. Over these last 6 months, we've seen a lot of global customers aggressively adopt synchronous and asynchronous interviewing technology from us, and also focus a lot on the experiences candidates have and better insights, and love to talk more about it. But like one of our largest BPO customers, Concentrix, has been working with us to virtualize their entire recruiting process in 20 countries simultaneously. So the sheer adoption of technology has been quite mind-boggling and exciting for organizations like us, which are continuing to push the envelope when it comes to making technology recruiting more technology-centric, efficient, and effective.
That's really interesting, and it's certainly something that we can dig into a bit later. Before we do, another question: are you seeing a change in the kind of talent that organizations are looking for?
So yes and no. So so there are some organizations, right, which are simply rehiring the talent they lost during the pandemic. So think about like restaurants, retailers, entertainment businesses. They just had to shut shop, and they're now coming back in, in the holiday seasons preparing for the festival seasons, and just need to go back and hire a lot of people to come back into the premises and service their customers. So those organizations, we haven't seen a huge lot change. Of course, the recruitment processes are changing, but the kind of talent they're hiring is pretty much the same. While there's an entirely, significant set of businesses which are now starting to change the success profiles, the quote-unquote, the success profiles, they define to accommodate the new working environments. The new working environments, especially working from home, required like a different level of discipline, different people management style, and we are seeing organizations coming in and trying to adopt or adapt their success profiles to cater for some of these changes in the kind of talent they need. I just give you an example. We launched what we call the remote worker questionnaire, or the RWQ, and you've seen a lot of our customers really use that instrument to better understand the personality and behaviors you need for people to perform better in remote working environments. And this goes to better insights. And some of these insights are not only being used in recruiting, but also in talent management aspects. So be able to give feedback to people to understand how they can do their jobs better in this new reality we have all come to.
And just as a quick follow-up on that, what aspects does that look at in terms of people working from home? How is that different in terms of skills or approach from working in the office?
So this could this varies a lot, right? It could be around adaptability, making it, being more comfortable, interacting with colleagues in virtual settings, making sure that you can, now the home is the workplace, and people sometimes don't appreciate that. So giving people the flexibility they require, and, to some extent, even trying to understand, that we aren't being over demanding on people, especially in this new reality where, everyone is in a different state, keeping in mind, all that is happening around us. So around adaptability, around flexibility, around how to ensure discipline and productivity without, keeping in mind that, it's not your traditional workday. So a lot of those aspects get, tested through this questionnaire, and we are able to give people, feedback on how they could better engage with both, colleagues as well as their teams, and make sure that we are adjusting to this new reality.
From the conversations you're having, are talent managers worried about the impact of virtual recruitment? Are they concerned about the effect on the quality of the talent that they're bringing on board?
Yes, they are. I think let me just elaborate on that a bit. So, as we know, there are certain organizations which have continued to scale and grow during the crisis. A lot of our technology companies, the technologies we are using, have continued to scale and grow and continue to recruit because of that. While there are some who are rebuilding their, organizations from scratch. And then, compounding with the high levels of unemployment in the market, we are seeing the change in the, and we just talked about the change in nature of jobs. So there are multiple aspects playing out here, the growth, the, you know, the unemployment, as well as the change in the kind of people you need or what you're needing to look for, it's become very hard for organizations to maintain the same rigor in this new reality of virtual hiring, which they could have done if they were doing the traditional process of hiring. So not only has the hiring gone virtual, but the rigor required to maintain the same quality of people has gone up. And you know, a lot of our customers, you know, we had these great relationships with the FTSE 100, work with, you know, dozens of Fortune 500 companies. And I think we've seen a consistent, you know, approach to how one can, you know, adjust to this new reality. You know, I think first and foremost is we all need to understand that the old process isn't going to work and we need to recalibrate the process. So it's not about just adjusting the old process, but it is about thinking through how the process is going to work in this new environment. I think the second, which we consistently recommend to our customers, is ensuring that we enhance candidate experience. You know, it is a very different thing to come into an office, shake a hand, meet your hiring manager, versus, you know, meeting someone virtually. So your candidate experience becomes foremost and paramount, because that is where you could end up losing the best of talent, which decides to drop out of the process because they just don't enjoy this virtual experience they're getting with the organization anymore. So that's become a fundamental part of this change. And then as you would realize, you know, earlier we would have like series of interviews and we would be able to evaluate a variety of different aspects of people. Now, the same in a virtual environment isn't as comfortable for the hiring managers or the candidates. And we are seeing more and more adoption and adaption of our automated assessments, be it cognitive behaviors and skills, so that the process remains robust, organizations can get the right insights without, you know, the candidates, you know, resorting to an experience which they just don't enjoy by doing a series of, you know, virtual interactions and not learning more. So a lot more adoption and adaption to our assessment technology. Just to give you an example, one of the world's largest ride-sharing companies, you know, is adopting a fairly automated evaluation of cognitive behavior and skills from our tool sets for their entire customer service organization, which goes into the tens of thousands of people. So we are clearly seeing a lot of new adoption to make sure that the process remains rigorous while we operate in this virtual environment now. And lastly, you know, what we've seen is virtual interviewing, right? You have the choice of using some of the, typical tools available, but I think more and more we are recommending our customers to use virtual interviewing technologies, which is built for hiring. You know, rather than resorting to a standard video conferencing tool, you might as well use something which has all the bells and whistles. Not only does it have a great candidate experience, but all the bells and whistles for a hiring manager to make sure that they can. It is efficient, it is engaging, while they're able to maintain the same rigor as they would if they were, you know, doing this face-to-face with people. So I think virtual interviewing and using tools which are built for that has been very impactful. And we've done a lot of work with our global customers on this. And the work we've done demonstrates that the process can be not only effectively virtualized, but it can also drive up the quality of talent you're recruiting.
That's really interesting. Have you got any tangible examples of how that happens, how talent quality is improved?
Absolutely. I'll give you a very classic example. So anyone who's run a recruiting process, you know, you talk to any talent acquisition heads, one of the biggest challenges for talent acquisition heads have been, how do you ensure that people follow a structure when they interview candidates and are able to collect feedback? To the extent that some talent acquisition experts have just given up on the fact that they will ever get qualitative and quantitative feedback on the candidates interviewed by interviewers. Now, what's happening is that this virtualization drive is forcing technology into the interviewing process. And that technology can fundamentally help you solve for structure and feedback quite easily. To give you an example, you know, one of the Fortune 500 aviation majors move to a synchronous video interviewing technology platform and could effectively leverage our built-in, you know, structured interviewing product to drive more efficiency in more effective recruiting practices. And they're rolling this out across the organization. And today the adoption of this rollout is, you know, fundamentally better than it would be if this was a non-COVID time. So bringing structure and, consistency in interviewing is a clear outcome over here. You know, we also see, you know, because the process is changing, as I was just talking about, and bringing in more, high quality assessment instruments, you know, we see, you know, a lot more adoption of our science-backed assessment tools, be it the OPQ or the motivational questionnaire MQ, and the cognitive and skills tests. And now these tests are like backed by decades of research, science, and data, and are making the life easier for their hiring managers dramatically, simpler, and help them make more confident decisions because they're getting, feedback from scientifically validated instruments. So again, adoption of these tools is bringing more, more drive towards consistency and quality in the kind of talent they end up recruiting. And I believe one of the other, aspects, again, tying back to candidate engagement, which we were just talking about, is that candidates are now today seeing a more consistent, experience, which is allowing us to ensure that the best quality talent continues to be driven through the system and people don't drop out of the process. And we are seeing more and more adoption by our customers with this candidate experience and ensuring that they're seeing, consistency in how they interact with the organization going forward.
You mentioned candidate experience a couple of times, and it's obvious that it's critical in terms of this transformation that we're seeing in the recruitment process. What are you seeing changing in terms of candidate experience?
Right. So, candidate experience, is, or more broadly, the experience people have when they interact with us during a recruitment process is probably the most important factor today in this, quote unquote Twitter world, right? The 140 character world we have. Our millennial talent pool goes, decides if they want to work for an organization based on how they experience the recruiting process. And this interaction is not like limited to, our friendly recruiters or hiring managers, but also to all the digital assets which support the same, right? Career websites, the job requirements, the application process, the assessments, interviewing technology, and so on. And we see that holds the organizations which have been able to stitch all these together in a consistent and efficient manner end up being coming out on top when it comes to this talent war of high quality talent. Now, so we have seen our clients and their competitors build solutions with us to exemplify candidate experience and, of course, keep candidates informed and engaged and ready to sign, right? And what we've done is, like, over time, it's our new initiative, for example, of experiences as a science, give recruiters and hiring managers tools to set up the right experience. Our science in experiences helps recruiters source better, focus, and scale better. So we're bringing more and more science and technology into the experience aspects, so that our recruiters, our customers and recruiters have modern age marketing tools at their disposal in the recruitment environment to ensure that they can engage and keep their clients or candidates consistent through the process and cross the finish line.
So final question, what's next for SHL? What's this year been like? What are your eyes on the future?
We have at SHL, welcomed this transformation, with open hands and supported by our customers and future clients with best-in-class technology backed by our science. We have been busy this year launching new products, new tools, and technology. And I would like to thank my colleagues for the tremendous effort in this unprecedented times. And also, of course, univocally, thank our clients for the continued trust and support over these troublesome few months. And we are hoping that we'll continue to drive innovation and science through the recruiting processes for many, many years to come.
Himanshu, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks, Matt.
My thanks to Himanshu. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. Please also follow us on Instagram. You can find the show by searching for Recruiting Future. You can search through all the past episodes at www.recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.